CrisisLine.net.
If you find the real estate market stressful, confusing, and complicated, then you've come to the right place. Stay tuned as Randy and his expert guests dispel the myths and give you a dose of reality. It's Real Estate Revealed. And here's your host, Chicagoland's premier home appraiser, Randy Barcella.
A very enthusiastic and exciting welcome to Real Estate Revealed, and I am Randy Barcella. It is always a joy for me to be with you every Sunday morning. I am happy that you tuned in. Okay, let's face it. Buying or selling a home, dealing with a builder or remodeling contractor, and dealing with attorneys can all be very stressful, complicated, and confusing. And why is that? It doesn't have to be that way. This is your show where each week we draw aside the curtains, peel back the layers, and open the doors and uncover the truths, revealing the myths versus reality. This is information you could trust to have peace of mind. Today's show, the top 10 signs of a bad building or remodeling contractor. Live in the studio, once again, is part of our great team here at Real Estate Reveal, Chicagoland's best home remodel contractor and builder, Tom and Letty Frankel from the Chicagoland Kitchen and Baths and the DT Group. Do you know what the signs are of a bad contractor? Maybe you've experienced firsthand. What's your story? We are live here, 312-642-5600. Also, free legal advice from Chicagoland's top law firm, Hart and David. Yes, Hart and David is here in the studio, featuring Jonathan Herpe and Brandon Hall. Do you know the 10 items to look for in your real estate contract? Have your questions ready. As I said, we are live, 312-642-5600. But before we get started into all this great information, we've been having a huge response from our free giveaways that we started on our New Year's show. We listened to you all year in 2014, and we delivered. Each week, we've been having the top 10 checklists of all your favorite shows, now available free. When you go to the website, realestaterevealed.net, we're going to email any one of your past favorite show checklists, or all of them, and we'll email it to you free. But wait, it gets even better. When you go to the site, not only will we send you the free checklist, but we are going to mail to you free a gift card for the very popular Bang Bang Shrimp appetizer from the Bonefish Grill restaurant in Orland Park. And yes, it's free, nothing to do. Just this is our heartfelt thank you to all of you for making our show your favorite. And once again, thank you for your support. Just go to realestaterevealed.net. A lot of great information on there. You're listening to Real Estate Revealed on AM 560, The Answer. And wow, Tom and Letty Frankel from the DT Group at Chicagoland Kitchen and Bath. I love the signs of a bad contract. Good morning, Tom and Letty.
Good morning, Randy.
Hi, Randy.
You know what? I went through this myself. This is years ago before I met you. I want to say about 18 years ago, I was in a condo. It was 20 years ago now. But I went to this big tile outlet store, and they said, we have a lot of contractors that can remodel your bathroom. We can't tell you which one to use, but we're going to give you a list of three or four or five, and you call. I ended up with the worst contractor that screwed everything up. I had to fire him, get a new one, and I didn't know what I was doing. So I wish I would have heard your 10 signs to a bad contractor. What are the 10 signs that people should look for?
Well, Randy, what we call it is a paperwork. That's the biggest thing. Every contractor should have their insurances, liability, workers' comp, bond, licenses from the villages or from the state where they're doing it. So that's the most important thing.
So if I hire a contractor, I'm supposed to ask for this paperwork?
Absolutely. They need to be licensed and bonded.
Wow. What's number two?
Number two. Like we talk all the shows, you got to have a good communication. If the contractor doesn't know what they're talking about it, and you don't feel comfortable what they're saying, how they're doing it, why they're going to do it, it's a bad sign.
You had said on a couple other shows that it's a relationship that you're going to have with this person because they're coming in your house.
Absolutely, and you have to be able to communicate. I mean, you bring a person in and you ask them what they're going to do, and they can explain to you why and hows and whens. There's a bad sign right there.
Nice. And what's number three in your list?
Well, you usually want to look for brick and mortar type of, places.
I love that.
for their, offices, not a truck, they're not operating from their car or, little tiny truck and saying that, let me go to my office, write you a, piece of paper, handwritten, and give you the proposal right there and
We had a few testimonies on a previous show this year that They did what you just said. They had a smartphone with a lot of pictures on there, and they had a nice truck. But then their address was mailboxes, et cetera.
Yeah, P.O. Box.
Or a P.O. Right, yeah. P.O. Box.
There you go.
And so, right. So, number one was they have to have the paperwork to be, you know, insurance, liability, workers' comp, bonded, licensed, and how about great communication skills? I love your number two in a truck for an office. What's number four on your list?
Well, if you ask them for references and they refuse to give you one and they say, well, I'll get back to you, there's something fishy going on. You know, why you're not giving me a reference? Why can I go talk to other people and, you know, find out what you've done and, you know, similar projects and get her some kind of a reference and find out who you really are and were you on budget, on time, you know, professional, safety and all that stuff.
These are so obvious. It reminds me of the Jeff Foxworthy top 10 signs you know you're when you see this. And so you know you're a bad contractor
there's no office
and it's a truck and there's no references. This is pretty obvious stuff. But I'm telling you, people, they overlook a lot of these things. And it's important that the simplest things is what people overlook when they do the remodeling of their home or get a contractor. So won't give references. Well, how about a big thing is Chamber of Commerce membership or membership.
Absolutely.
Or you have to have a national organization for remodeling contractors, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a good contractor, a good business person should do everything they can to surround themselves with the local areas, with the, you know, states and all that stuff. I mean, if you just call on somebody from the page book, you know, yellow pages and saying that, you know, come and tear up my house and rebuild it. And they tell
me, because they had the fanciest website. And
doesn't
they had the
anything.
Fanciest, online pictures in their yellow page ad. They did a full page ad. Great information. What's number five on your list?
I love this one. The guy walks in out of his truck, gives you a proposal, and says, I need 75% upfront. And make sure it's in cash.
Cash is king, right?
Yep.
I'll give you a discount if you give me cash.
That's... When a contractor tells you, if you pay me with cash and it's going to be a 10% discount, I run away. I mean, what's the difference for a contractor, cash, check, or credit card? When you're doing a business, you know, exchange is the exchange. You want to give a service and you want to get paid for it. But we talked about it earlier shows. You should never pay them that much money up front.
That's amazing. I mean, remodeling jobs, just from my limited, you know, experience with my dad, who was a builder in my appraisal business, remodeling jobs have to be around $50,000 to $100,000. I mean, it's not. So I don't know anybody has that kind of money in the bank. So there's how much down? Well, maybe 10% down and you can finance?
You know, I would say no more than 20% in the beginning. It shouldn't be more than that. Because, you know, the contractor has to buy some materials and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I think 20%, up to 20% is efficient.
This is great information. Yeah. What's number six on your top 10 checklist?
Well, the guy hands you, after he asks you for, you know, money, he gives you a piece of paper. There's no, you know, open end. There's no close end to it. It's just blah, blah, blah in the paperwork. And you don't even understand and doesn't make sense to you. And he just scribble a couple of things on it and say, sign the bottom and, you know. That's it.
And if anybody has their story, they want a story they want to share with us about disasters of signing on a bad contractor, we are live here, 312-642-5600. Tom Frankel from Chicagoland Kitchen and Bath and the DT Group Builders going over his top tech checklist on the signs of a bad contractor. What's number seven, Tom?
3-day right to cancel. Every person has a right to cancel. Just because we hand you a contract doesn't mean that you have to obey it. You know, you have 3-day rescission to cancel it. And if he refuses to do that, that's a bad sign.
And so if you gave a deposit, but you want to cancel it, he should give you the deposit back.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. You know, that's great information. How about number eight on your checklist?
The contractor starts and he doesn't care about your home. It's in a safe environment and everything is all over the place. The nails are coming. The staircases are all open. He doesn't follow the certain rules of safety. You know, You know how the construction is going to end.
You know, on a previous show, you said what to expect when the remodeler comes in your home, and they have to be careful for your belongings.
Absolutely.
These things that are standing free, like the china, the pictures on the wall, the things on the cup, you know, there's a lot of things, personal property items, they have to be properly stored away. And then you said also, if you're tearing up a floor, you have to, with the, what is it, that yellow caution tape, surround it so the kids and the pets don't fall in
Absolutely.
A dangerous area.
And put your tools away at the end of the day. You know, if there's a nail sticking out from the floor or from the wall, make sure that you put it back in and, you know, take it off and do everything you can for this homeowners to make it safe.
I love that. It has to be a safe working environment in your home. What's number 9 on your checklist?
You know, we talked about is, you know, contractors and homeowners are just like marriage. Some days are good, some days are better. If an issue comes up, if the contractor is not able to solve the issue, he's not working with you to resolve it, he's not trying to help you, he just brushes you off and says, you know what, I'm not dealing with this, it's not my responsibility, that's a bad sign.
It's a big trust issue, if you ask me on that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And before we finish our top 10 checklist of the signs of a bad contractor, we're coming up to a quick break here, but you're listening to Real Estate Revealed with Randy Barcella and Tom and Letty Frankel from the Chicagoland Kitchen and Bath, the DT Group. And did I tell you, coming up next, live in the studio, is Hart and David Law Firm. Yeah, the top law firm in Chicago is here in the studio with us. We're excited. Great show this morning. Real Estate Revealed on AM 560. The Answer, 312-642-5600. We'll be right back.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Ken Griffin, taking a look at the roadways on 8094 eastbound between Indianapolis Boulevard and Kennedy. We have pretty much stop and go in there because of three lanes being closed. And the right shoulder is after a car fire erupted out there. Traffic just getting by on the left-hand lane. Elsewhere in Wheaton, we have a crash at Roosevelt and Warrenville Road. No delays on the Edens this morning. The Kennedy is 20 minutes either way. We do have some construction out here. Inbound from Lake to the Circle Interchange, left lane is closed off. On the Eisenhower, eastbound at Kedzie, watch out for a crash there. Left lane is closed, otherwise the Ike is all right. Stevenson, 55 is good to go. Dan Ryan outbound from the Circle to Roosevelt. Left lane shut down till noon for road work. 57 to Bishop Ford, Lincoln Shore Drive, tollways all okay. AM 560 weather, rain, falling temps, currently 36. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Unfortunately, we've finally awakened again to the conclusion that there are a bunch of terrorists in the world who want to kill us. Unfortunately, over 100 million Muslims on this earth agree that they're justified in doing so. It is merely a matter of time before they make another nightmare. And this time, it could be in this country. We can either stick our head back in the sand or do something about it. What do you think the hosts on this station want to do? AM 560, The Answer.
Usually, nerves kick into high gear the closer you get to closing a residential or commercial real estate property. It can be a stressful and consuming feeling if you're not ready. Save yourself that anxiety by having a team on your side that'll take care of the closing details for you. Hart and David will connect all of the dots between the many people involved to secure a close. It's time that your results get the same attention. Hart and David, working and planning to make your real estate closing a happy one. Visit HartDavidLaw.com. That's HartDavidLaw.com.
Are you stuck in a makeup rut? Not really in love with your current makeup, but not sure what else to try? Then you're in luck, because Bare Minerals is now letting women all across America do an at-home comparison test. Call now and we'll send you a full-size risk-free trial of Bare Minerals makeup to compare against whatever makeup you have at home. Plus, we'll send you a free 5-piece makeup set as a gift. To participate in this nationwide comparison test, call now, 1-800-220-1320. Hurry. Don't miss this. Bare Minerals Foundation brings out your natural beauty, giving you a flawless complexion with a no-makeup look and feel. And it's clinically proven to promote clearer, healthier-looking skin. So if you're stuck in a makeup rut, this is your chance to get out. Call now for your risk-free trial, and you'll also get a free 5-piece makeup set, our gift to you. Hurry, don't miss this exclusive, radio-only comparison test offer. Call now for details. 1-800-220-1320. 1-800-220-1320.
NIU fans, college basketball season is underway, and it's time to catch your Northern Illinois University Huskies in action. Show your support by purchasing your Huskies basketball tickets online at niuhuskies.com/tickets. And remember, the Northern Illinois University Huskies are always a click away on your radio. You can get most game broadcasts and schedule updates right here on your flagship home for NIU Huskies basketball, AM 560, The Answer.
You're listening to Real Estate Revealed
with Randy Parcella.
Welcome back to Real Estate Revealed, and I am Randy Parcella. You are listening to Real Estate Revealed, and we are going over the top 10 checklists from one of Chicagoland's top remodeling contractors and builders. In fact, the entire United States. He just got back from Las Vegas home show. Tom Franco with the DT Group and Chicagoland Kitchen and Bath. And we've been going over the top 10 signs that you've had a bad contractor. And I want to get right to the phones. We've got a good story here from Joanna in Romeoville. Joanna, welcome to Real Estate Revealed.
Thank you. I hired a very reputable HVAC company to put in a new furnace and install central air into my daughter's house this last summer. And I didn't do my research because I just thought, gee, they advertise on the radio. They must be fantastic. They went in, tore out the furnace, started putting in the central air, and the village shut them down because, oops, they forgot to get a permit. Meanwhile, they finally finished, they had to pay for their permit, finally finished the job. It did not pass inspection, not once or twice, but three times. It just passed inspection in December. And meanwhile, yes, I had paid 50% down. But the owner wanted all of the money up front. And it took like 2 days to fight with him to not pay him the 100%. But meanwhile, it's still not right. So it doesn't matter where they advertise. Or I still think the best reference is a referral from a friend or family member, and you actually see the work, and maybe even you've met the person.
Joanna, this is a very, this is such a great call. Tom, what can you say?
Good morning, Joanna. How are you?
Well, I'm still short about $4,000, but other than that, I'm fine.
Did you sign a contract with them?
Yes, I did sign a contract, and they have not upheld their end of it, and I have taken it to the village. Well, the village is the one that really tipped me off that there was an issue.
Okay.
I'm waiting for them to square things away, and then once things are squared away, then I will pay the balance.
Joanna, here's the thing. I wouldn't pay the balance yet. Make sure that everything has been inspected by the village up to their code and standards, because anytime you do big projects like that, electrical, plumbing, HVAC, it's got to be licensed and insured, and it's got to be inspected by the village officials. So I make sure that I get the inspections all done, squared away, and you don't have to pay them as soon as possible, as soon as they're done with the work. Just take a little bit of time back and make sure that everything's working, you're satisfied, and you're happy. And after that, you can maybe talk to the owner for all the difficulties and all that stuff, see how they're going to communicate with you and work with you on the balance.
That's right. She might be able to get a discount for her service.
Absolutely. You know,
well, it started July 1st, and we're heading into February now. So
my God,
it's been a while.
Okay.
Joanna, could I have Tom call you after the show and give you some more advice on this? This is really important, and I want to help you.
Sure.
And also, we're going to give you a free gift card to Bang Bang Shrimp and Chick-fil-A and thank you so much for your call. This is a really important call. So I'm going to put you on hold and give your number to the producer. And Tom from the DT Group is going to give you some more detailed advice after the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joanna.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too.
Great stuff. I mean, your information is just flawless. And if anybody's listening right now, get out to realestaterevealed.net. We're going to send you this top 10 checklist free of any of your past shows. And if you click on the DT Group or Chicagoland Kitchen and Bath, you can just talk directly with Tom and get some free advice. And also, too, as I said at the beginning of the show, we're giving away every week, every day, just as a big thank you for all of your support last year and this year. Free appetizers to Bonefish Grill, Bang Bang Shrimp, and Orland Park. It's really, that's their top selling item. And so, Tom, signs of a bad contract, we went over the top nine. What's number 10 on your list?
Number 10, mistrust, meaning if a contractor comes in and at night you walk in your home and there's items are missing, that's a bad sign.
And so just to recap, the top 10 signs of a bad contractor. I know there's even more, but Tom, let's recap for our audience. What are the top 10?
Okay, no paperwork, meaning no insurance, no workers' comp, no bond, no license, no nothing. The guy just walks in from his truck and just going in.
Okay, number 2.
Poor communication. Doesn't know what to say, doesn't know how to handle the project, can explain you what he's going to do.
How about Joanna's story? Poor communication.
Absolutely.
Truck for an office. Doesn't have references. Had a flashy commercial, but didn't get the permits. That's elementary. You have to do that at the beginning, Tom.
Absolutely. I mean, you're doing a big major project like that. You got to be licensed and bonded. You got to get the permit from the village.
Just because they have big ads or big full page ads and the yellow pages are online or on radio, you can't. That's
absolutely
right. Number four.
Number three is having a truck as an office, no brick and mortar place.
Number four
won't give you reference. Happened with the Joanna's thing, and Joanna said, "I need to look for references." They didn't give it to you. So
well, this
that's
is another one that we talked about that they asked for Joanna 50%.
Absolutely,
ask too much money up front.
Yes, too much money up front.
I like that advice that you gave her. They gave poor service. They put a lot of stress in her home.
Absolutely, they have to work with her
right.
and say, you know, hey, we made a mistake. Here's what we're going to do for you. That
nice.
Comes into communication.
Great information. Number six.
No contract. Or the contract just doesn't make sense. It's open-ended. It's, you know, benefiting nobody.
Number seven.
Like in Joanna's case, if she didn't feel, you know, comfortable about it, she has right to cancel it. And if the contractor doesn't want to cancel it, that's a bad sign.
Number eight.
No good safety environment. They tear
up
really your
important.
House.
Sure.
Yeah.
Tearing your house apart. Safety is utmost. There's children. There's pets.
Yep. Number nine. We're going back to Joanna. They cannot resolve the issues that is coming up. They don't know how to solve it. They just brushing her off. From July to, you know, February, it hasn't finished. That is a big problem. The contractor must be able to solve all the problems that is arriving.
And number 10, I think this is also very important.
Missing items from your home. If you can't try some and you come in home and little by little everything is walking out, that's a bad sign.
I agree. Not everybody, you know, most homes, mom and dad work. They've got kids. They open the door for you in the morning. They said they'll be back at 4 or 5 o'clock. You don't know what they're doing in the house when you're not there.
Absolutely. You have to be able to trust. Randy, we say this all the time. Contractors, homeowners are like a marriage. You got to build that trust. If you don't feel trustworthy, you don't feel comfortable with the other person, walk away.
Absolutely. Great information. And if you missed any part of this, get out to realestaterevealed.net. There's a photo gallery of everybody on our team at Real Estate Revealed. We've enhanced the website. Just a lot of great information. And we'll send you this email of the top 10 checklist. And we'll also mail you a free gift card. This has been going on since New Year's Eve. And we're going to continue this. Thank you so much to everybody out there. Also, I can't wait. We've been having some... a lot of people have been really excited when they found out that Chicagoland's top law firm has teamed up with Real Estate Revealed. It's Hart and David. I know you've heard about them. We've got live in the studio here Jonathan Herpe and Brandon Hall from Hart and David Law Firm. Good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Randy.
You've got a lot of great information on here, the 12 items to look out for in your next real estate contract.
You know what? We sure do. I want to make a comment real quick about Joanna's call. Inherent in every construction contract usually is a time is of the essence provision. And if this construction project has literally been going on since July, she should look into that and call a lawyer to see what her rights are in this contract. A lot of times what'll happen is they'll just get caught up and want to, you know, keep going with the contract just to get it done. And they'll deal with a poor contractor and not go with somebody that really has a great reputation. Sometimes what they need to do is cut bait and find a great contractor, but at the same time, seek damages through a qualified attorney who's really going to help you.
Oh, wow. So you can actually finish, the contractor could finish the job, he's gone, but he violated the fiduciary relationship with the client, and you can go forward with the lawsuit.
Well, quite honestly, unless they're constructing the Taj Mahal over here, it shouldn't take... You know, what
Correct.
Is this, 8 months?
8 months. That's a long time.
So, I mean, get out of here. Fire your contractor. Seek damages. Get a qualified contractor.
Excellent. Right.
Yes, absolutely.
For the right of first refusal. She could fire him in the first 3 days, go on and get a reputable one. Joanna, go to realestaterevealed.net. Click on Hart and David. These guys are experts here. So let's get on with your checklist. This is important information. I thought you want to buy a house. You tell the realtor. They say, okay, here's the price I want to pay. They counter offer. We sign. See you closing. Is it that simple?
Well, Randy.
No, you've got 12 on your list here. It can't
you know,
be
we have we have 12. We're going to go over 10, I think. We're going to go over 10. You know, go to our website. You see the next two. let's start off with the first one. The seller does not have the authority to sell the property. And this is becoming more and more popular these days. People buying properties in LLCs. people buying properties in land trusts.
Good information. Hold on to that thought, and we're coming up to a break here. But coming up next, Hart and David Law Firm, really important information. Top 10 things to look out for in your next real estate contract. You're listening to Real Estate Revealed on AM 560 The Answer, and we are live 312-642-5600. Free legal advice. Call in now. You're listening to realestaterevealed.net.
We have to accept it now. The President of the United States can't say the words Muslim and terrorist in the same sentence. He wants to pretend that there are extremists all over the world and only a few are Muslims. He wants to claim that these terrorists are not really Muslim. They just want to use the religion of peace for their own evil purposes. When you fail to identify the enemy, how can you ever defeat him? AM 560, The Answer.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pat O'Neill. With more fighting in Ukraine involving Russian-backed rebels, President Obama reiterating U.S. support for the government.
President Obama saying he'll continue trying to isolate Russia if the unrest continues.
Now I will look at all additional options that are available to us short of military confrontation.
The president speaking at the start of a three-day visit to India.
Fox Radio's Simon Owen in New Delhi. After a bomb scare over social media, two airline flights, one Delta, the other Southwest, diverted to Atlanta's Hartsfield International Airport.
Airline officials relayed to the FBI that they deemed it credible, and we responded.
FBI spokesman Steve Emmett, the planes landed without incident and taxied to the far end of the runway. Passengers were deplaned and their luggage rescreened.
Fox Radio's Karen McHugh, bombs sniffing dogs were used to search both planes. Nothing was found. Fox News, we report, you decide.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com traffic center.
I'm Ken Griffin, taking a look at the roadways on the expressways. Not too bad out there. We do have a little bit of delay here left over on 8094 eastbound at Kennedy Avenue from what is a car fire out there. Three right lanes were closed for a while, but things have reopened out there now. Also, a crash at Wheaton and Roosevelt, in Wheaton, rather, at Roosevelt Road and Warrenville Road. Everything else, as I said, moving along pretty good so far today. This report is brought to you by Ideal Home Show. Ideal Home Show Chicago is coming to McCormick Place January 23rd through the 25th. The place to shop for all your home and find a pro to create the ideal living space. Buy tickets online now and save $3 courtesy of Wintrust Mortgage at idealhomeshowchicago.com. AM 560 weather, rain, snow, mix, falling temperatures, currently 36. Our next update coming up in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
It's the details of your dreams that make your home unique. As internationally recognized general contractors, we at the DT Group pride ourselves on never building or remodeling homes exactly the same way, because we're in the business of delivering our clients' dreams. At our state-of-the-art design center and kitchen and bath showroom located in Orland Park, we create and adjust your plans to exceed your expectations. Call 708-942-6200 or visit dtgroup.chicagolandkitchenandbath.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-700-2629. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-700-2629. 1-800-700-2629.
It's the Animal Stories Anchorman, Uncle Lair, Little Tommy.
We don't want to alarm you people out there, but there could be a disaster or an emergency that might require evacuation. Do you have a plan to ensure the safety of your pets and livestock? Come on, get on it.
It could be a flood, it could be tornado, earthquake.
Hey, it could happen, so get working on that plan right now.
All the info you need is online at ready.illinois.gov.
Oh, that's right, Uncle Lair. That's ready.illinois.gov. Sponsored by the Illinois Emergency Management Agency.
10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65. And that's for the next 17 years. Tune in to Aging Info Radio this Sunday at 9 a.m. to catch conversations regarding healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, wealthy retirement, and related topics to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. So join Susa Wacky and her guests on Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors, aging but not growing old. Sunday mornings at 9 on AM 560, The Answer.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, but you're feeling a little overwhelmed, it's time to leave your stress at the door. I'm Betsy Loeb with Baird & Warner, and I'm eager to help make your real estate experience the best one. You don't have to overpay for your dream property or settle for a low offer on your home sale, even in this market. Call me, Betsy, at 708-460-1400. That's 708-460-1400.
You're listening to Real Estate Revealed with Randy Parcella.
Real Estate Revealed, and I am Randy Parcella. It is always a joy for me to be with you each and every Sunday morning. I am happy that you tuned in. Okay, let's face it. Buying or selling a home, dealing with a builder or remodeling contractor, and dealing with attorneys can be very stressful, complicated, and confusing. And why is that? It doesn't have to be that way. This is your show where each week we draw aside the curtains, peel back the layers, open the doors, and uncover the truths, revealing the myths versus reality. This is information you can trust to have peace of mind. Today's show, we just got done with a great segment with Chicagoland's top building remodeling contractor and the DT Group builders, Tom and Letty Frankel, about the top 10 things to look out for with a bad contractor. And we just started on with the top 10 checklist of the things that to look out for in your next real estate contract. Live in the studio now, Chicagoland's top law firm, Hart & David, featuring Jonathan Herpe and Brandon Hall. We are live. Get your free legal advice. Get your questions answered. 312-642-5600. 312-642-5600. Jonathan, you just started on your list. What was that, number one?
Well, I started on number one. The seller does not have authority to sell the property. And this is becoming more and more popular these days with people buying real estate and land trust. Illinois land trust. Illinois is one of the few states that has land trusts, and they're great for buying and selling property. The other thing that is becoming very popular is purchasing properties and entities. What people run into is they figure that it's exactly like just purchasing a property by themselves. In a trust, you have a grantor, a beneficiary, and a trustee, and the trustee is actually the one who has to sign off on the property to purchase it. So if the beneficiary shows up to the closing and wants to purchase the property, the seller or the buyer is going to look at you like you have nine eyes, because you actually can't buy the property or sell the property yourself. You need the trustee there.
I didn't know that. I've been in the business a long time. Wow.
Yeah.
That's great information. What's number two on your list?
Number two, the purchase and sale agreement contains an incomplete or inadequate legal description. This is a part of the contract that people look over. And they quite honestly, because it doesn't make any sense, because it uses somewhat of an antiquated process, which is the meets and bounds description of the property. That being said, everybody who's purchasing a property needs to understand that that is one of the most crucial parts of a contract, and they need to look at that, don't even look at it. Have your attorney look at it, understand it, and make sure that it's the correct wording and it's correct. If it's not the correct wording or meets and bounds or anything, you're not purchasing the right property.
Well, I'm learning something, and I've been in this business a long time, and I've never seen a full legal description on a contract when I go out to do an appraisal, and I have to have the contract, and it takes a few weeks for the title to come down, I have to put a legal description on my appraisal. I had no idea that to make it a full and binding contract, it has to have a full legal description. That's great information.
Well, actually, I think the problem is if it was the wrong legal description, it would be a binding contract, and you'd be purchasing a property that you don't even want.
And what if the house sits on two lots and only one lot is on there?
Well, that's either really good for you or really bad for you.
Right.
Either got more property than you bargained for or not enough.
Wow. What's number three on your list?
Number three, if you have a commercial property, this normally pertains to you, sometimes with residential, but zoning is inconsistent with the intended use. You know, we see this a lot with our firm is lucky enough to represent a lot of medical businesses, and we purchase a commercial property, and you know it's zoned for business use, and we need it zoned for medical use. And quite honestly, if you slip up one way or another, you could have a medical business move into a business use property and not even be able to start business or perform surgeries or give healthcare advice because the zoning is wrong.
You know what? I've heard that before, and I've seen it before. Somebody bought a piece of property and they wanted to build it up. It was a three-story building. They wanted to improve it and build it up to 8 stories. They mm-hmm. built it. City of Chicago shut it down. They had to knock the building down because it wasn't zoned for that. And so that's really important information, the zoning. How about,
absolutely.
Right, Tom?
Absolutely.
Okay, what's number 4 on your list?
Number 4, failure to pay earnest money or follow earnest money provisions. You know, this is something that a lot of buyers look over and they think it's kind of ridiculous. You know, I'm purchasing this $500,000 house. What do I need? I'll take my time in putting down the earnest money of $5,000 or $10,000. It just sounds a little bit ridiculous, but it really is important. If you do not pay the earnest money or put it into escrow with the buyer or seller's agent in time, you could actually void the contract, and that's something that could come back to haunt you later when either the buyer or seller is trying to get out of the contract.
Hey, Jonathan, you want to take a call?
Sure.
We've got Donna from Chicago. Donna, welcome to Real Estate Revealed.
Hi, good morning.
Great. You're on with Jonathan Herpe and Brandon from Hart and David Law Firm.
Hi, Jonathan. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, Donna.
Hi, Donna. Good morning.
Hi. I just wanted to call and thank you guys and tell you what a great job you did. You actually did my real estate closing.
Oh, well.
Really? Donna, what was it about?
Yeah,
how
we
did they help
remember.
You?
Thank you.
Yeah, so it was very just a nerve-wracking time. And, you know, once I heard you on the radio, I was really excited and I wanted to call in, you know, for other people to know how, you know, professional you guys are and how much I highly recommend you. So you're very responsive and I couldn't thank you more.
Well, the real issue is how do you like your new house?
It's great.
It's great.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we're happy to hear it. And the next time you buy a house, come on back.
Okay, great.
Donna, thanks for calling in. So it really is important, gentlemen, to have a really good attorney on your side because there's a lot of important points that we don't know about. And coming up next, we're going to take a quick break, but coming up next, we're going to finish the top points to look out for in your real estate contract. You're listening to Real Estate Revealed. Randy Barcella and Hart and David Law Firm with Jonathan and Brandon. We'll be right back. 312-642-5600.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer from the ChicagoRadioDeals.com Traffic Center.
I'm Ken Griffin, taking a look at the roadways. Not too bad out there right now. Route 59 between Bode Road and Irving Park Road is closed right now because of a crash. This is in the Streamwood area, so keep that in mind. Otherwise, things are fine. No delays on the Edens this morning. But Kennedy is 20 minutes either way. Doing some road work inbound from Lake to the Circle. Left lane closed. Another 15 minutes or so. Eisenhower's half hour to Thorndale. Same back to the post office. 16 to Mannheim. Stevenson, 55, good. Dan Ryan, 15 minutes in, 15 minutes back out. Outbound from the Circle to Roosevelt. Left lane is closed until 9 o'clock this morning. 57 to Bishop Ford and Lakeshore Drive are all clear. No delays on the Elgin O'Hare, Tri-State Tollway. In fact, all the tollways are fine, as are the roadways in northwest Indiana. AM 560 weather, rain, snow mix, falling temperatures, currently 36. Next update, 15 minutes away, or on AM 560, The Answer.
What's my home really worth? 6 years ago, it was $500,000. Last year, I tried to refinance, and the bank said it was only worth $250,000. But the tax assessor says it's $400,000. What is going on here?
Sound familiar? Hi, Randy Barcella. For 30 years, your premier and trusted name for residential real estate appraisals. For the real scoop, call me at 708-301-6100. That's 708-301-6100. Or visit me at randybarcella.com.
Playing guitar in a rock band was the best time of my life. But like a dummy, I didn't wear earplugs. So I got this ringing in my ears called tinnitus. It screwed up my focus, my creative edge. I had trouble sleeping, and I had to keep asking people, "What? What'd you say?" It was awful. Until I discovered Ring Away.
Ring Away is the new fast-acting breakthrough designed with doctor-recommended ingredients to relieve constant ringing or buzzing. And right now, they're letting the public try it for free. Just call 1-800-718-6122 now while supplies last. The only product of its kind, Ring Away is so powerful, it doesn't just relieve the ringing or buzzing. It actually supports ear health, too, so you can work and sleep in peace.
Ring Away is amazing. I just wish I'd tried it sooner.
If you want the ringing to go away, call now to try Ring Away for free. But hurry, this is an exclusive radio-only offer. Call now for details. 1-800-718-6122. That's 1-800-718-6122. 1-800-718-6122.
Hi, the Laz Brothers here from the Laz Word with me, Tom.
And me, little brother Dave.
The Laz Word gives new meaning to late night talk in Chicago. We do a mix of politics, law, and the comedy of life.
With so much to talk about in Chicago right now, we definitely have plenty of fodder. Join us each week on The Last Word for fun and adventure, featuring your favorite politicians, newsmakers, and many more.
Listen to us each Sunday night at midnight right here on AM 560.
The Last Word with Tom and Dave.
Back to the show, sure to answer your questions about the real estate market. Real Estate Revealed with Randy Barcella.
Welcome back to Real Estate Revealed on AM 560, The Answer. And what a great show we have here. And I'm even learning a lot on the show. The top 10 items to look out for in your next real estate contract. And boy, the first two that he just mentioned, Jonathan Herpe from Hart and David Law Firm, I didn't know about. But that's really incredible information. And like Donna had called in, it's so complicated to go through buying and selling and closing on a property without knowing. And it really... You know, if you think it's expensive to hire a professional, wait till you hire an amateur, or don't hire anybody at all. You know, I've got a guy who knows a guy, you know, my uncle, but no, it's these guys are worth every penny. So let's recap the first top three that you had talked about, Jonathan.
So the first one I mentioned was the seller does not have the authority to sell the property. Number two, the purchase and sale agreement contains an incomplete or inadequate legal description. Number three, we talked about commercial and residential properties when we talked about zoning is inconsistent with the intended use. Number four is that little thing you have to remember, failure to pay earnest money or follow earnest money provisions. And I think right now we're on number five.
Great. What is it?
All right. No meeting of the minds in the purchase and sale agreement. And this, you know what? I saw this in a contract just the other day. The what was it? The seller's attorney sent over the purchase and sale agreement, and it had a price that was completely inconsistent with what we were talking about. And it really has to do with, you know, you could go all the way to closing. And I've seen it go all the way to closing where the price isn't even right. I mean, it's the first thing on the list. The price isn't even right. And so that you could go, it could be great for your client in the end because they save a couple bucks, but it could be really bad. And so you just need to, you have to have an attorney go through the contract and make sure that every provision is correct. You know, you could even be talking about there's an as-is provision in every purchase and sale agreement. And if that isn't checked off, then you could really have some issues there as well.
Great information. I don't know anybody that has a meeting of the minds anymore with technology. Everybody's scanning and sending from their smartphone, or they're faxing over the contract from the listing agent to the selling agent, the buyer's agent. Then they say, okay, great, we have the signatures. Let's send it out to the attorney, see you at closing.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's almost industry standard now that attorneys speak through email. And so, you know, that can get confusing as well, and the back and forth and everything like that. You really have to be on your game and have a great attorney in your corner.
And your next point
is that everything must be in writing.
And this is Brandon Hall from Hart and David Law Firm. Really, everything has to be in writing?
Everything has to be in writing. While there is such a thing as an oral contract, which most people probably don't know about, real estate transactions require everything to be in writing. And something that a lot of people don't know, this is one of my favorite stories about real estate transactions. There were two guys sitting at a Waffle House in Georgia. And one of the guys conveyed a piece of property to the other on a napkin. The other gentleman said, I accept, and it was a valid real estate contract.
Great story. As far as everything being in writing, we also had a good show with Betsy Loeb from Baron Warner. And there's a big difference between the sales brochure, the sales contract, and the MLS listing sheet. Mm-hmm. So you may Absolutely. Go through the – you may. There's a lot of things. If it's not on the contract, you're not getting it. So if you walk through the model home and you saw all these upgrades throughout and the landscaping and everything else and the 9-foot ceilings or 13-foot ceilings, you go ahead and close. You got the basic model and you didn't get all these extras, but you think you're getting it. But your real estate agent didn't tell you you're not getting it, and it wasn't in writing in the contract anyways.
Absolutely right. Yeah, you want to have everything that you want conveyed to you to be in a contract. And that's something that the broker should be aware of, as well as the real estate attorney as well.
And I think it's really important to go through it with your realtor and your attorney. Go around the house. We've got the smartphone now, and you can take pictures or video it. Yeah, I want the lawnmower to stay with it. I want those photos to stay. I want on the wall. I want these appliances to stay. I want the fence. I want the gazebo in the yard. There's a lot of particulars, right?
Absolutely, there are.
And I know we just covered about five or six, but I know there's even more on here. Let's go forward on another topic.
Yeah,
and if you're just listening and you want some free legal advice, this is your chance. What's your story or what's your question for our panel? 312-642-5600. That's 312-642-5600. Brandon Hall.
So let's talk about a little bit about these seller disclosure forms, which the sellers are obligated to fill out whenever they're selling property. A lot of times there may be a defect, whether that be a patent defect, meaning you can actually see that defect, or a latent defect, meaning that it's hidden in the walls and the seller may or may not know about it. But you want to accurately indicate what you know about. If you don't, if it comes out later that the seller was not honest in filling out the disclosure forms, there could be some legal repercussions.
I did an appraisal where they did not fill out the seller's disclosure properly. And when I went in the basement, it was after a rain, and the light blue carpeting was dark blue along the wall, the perimeter, and they had just put panel up, and they just painted the concrete behind there. And it was really wet, and I pulled the paneling back a little bit. There was a crack in the foundation, and they tried to cover it up.
Unbelievable.
That's unbelievable, right? Yeah. Seller's disclosures is so important.
Right, and that's not even a latent defect. That's something that they obviously knew about.
And well, let me ask you this. A lot of people say, hey, I haven't lived there for a year. My dad or my parents lived there. They passed away. I'm in Indiana. I'm selling it as is. I don't know. I take it as it is. But there's more to that, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely there is. I mean, if you're selling the property, you are responsible for filling out the disclosure forms, honestly. Mm-hmm. So you're responsible for walking through the house. If you know that the stairs are defective, you need to disclose that. It doesn't matter if you've lived in that property or not, if you're legally entitled to sell the property.
That's great information. How about one more point? We've got about 30 seconds left.
Yeah, let's talk about, excuse me, this is something that we have going on right now. It's failure to clearly indicate what the seller takes with her. So in this particular scenario.
Hold on to that thought. I want to finish this point because that's important. We're coming up to a break, but if we come back, there's the final point from Hart and David Law Firm about one of the top 10 things you need to know about filling out your sales contract. And then we'll also recap the show, go over the free giveaways we've got again this week, go over the next week's show. Get out to realestatereveal.net. A lot of great free information on there. We'll be right back. Real Estate Revealed on AM 560 The Answer.
Sports fans, tune in to Live in Sports, presented by Speakeasy Communicating, inspiring connecting. This Sunday night with Schaumburg Seminoles president Russ Gangler and play-by-play gaming expert Joe Panacchio. You'll be updated on everything newsworthy and entertaining in the world of sports. Tune in and listen as Russ and Joe share their personal stories and knowledge and take your calls for expert analysis, updates, commentary, and interviews. Catch Live in Sports this Sunday from 10 to midnight right here on AM 560 The Answer, brought to you by Park Lane Jewelry.
Are you stuck in a makeup rut? Not really in love with your current makeup, but not sure what else to try? Then you're in luck, because Bare Minerals is now letting women all across America do an at-home comparison test. Call now and we'll send you a full-size, risk-free trial of Bare Minerals makeup to compare against whatever makeup you have at home. Plus, we'll send you a free 5-piece makeup set as a gift. To participate in this nationwide comparison test, call now, 1-800-220-1320. Hurry, don't miss this. Bare Minerals Foundation brings out your natural beauty, giving you a flawless complexion with a no-makeup look and feel. And it's clinically proven to promote clearer, healthier-looking skin. So if you're stuck in a makeup rut, this is your chance to get out. Call now for your risk-free trial, and you'll also get a free 5-piece makeup set, our gift to you. Hurry, don't miss this exclusive, radio-only comparison test offer. Call now for details. 1-800-220-1320. 1-800-220-1320.
What's my home really worth? 6 years ago, it was $500,000. Last year, I tried to refinance, and the bank said it was only worth $250,000. But the tax assessor says it's $400,000. What is going on here?
Sound familiar? Hi, Randy Barcella. For 30 years, your premier and trusted name for residential real estate appraisals. For the real scoop, call me at 708-301-6100. That's 708-301-6100, or visit me at randybarcella.com.
Now, back to Real Estate Revealed with your host, Randy Barcella.
Welcome back to Real Estate Revealed on AM 560 The Answer. And where did this hour go? We were just getting done with the Hart and David Law Firm Chicagoland's top law firm, and they have some valuable information they're sharing with us today on the top things to look for in your sales contract. And Aaron, you were just finishing the last point of your checklist.
Yep. The last point is failure to clearly indicate what the seller takes with her. And we're doing a real estate transaction right now where the seller clearly wanted to take the exercise equipment with her. So there was thousands of dollars in exercise equipment in the basement, and we made sure that we put on the contract that does not come with you. Likewise, if the seller wants to take a chandelier or some other fixture in the house, or wants to take a really nice refrigerator, whatever it may be, that needs to be clearly indicated on the sales contract.
Great information. And we're so excited that you're a big part of the Real Estate Revealed team, your law firm. And this is a big partnership and very valuable to Real Estate Revealed. And wow, just to recap, I just want to say thanks again for Tom and Letty Franco from Chicagoland Kitchen and Baths and the DT Group. Tom Franco, we're so always excited when you come on the show, because this is like your fourth in a series of checklists, and it's valuable information going forward into the springtime. So thanks again, Tom Franco, for everything.
Thank you, Randy. If you learn anything today, make sure good communication and everything in writing.
Absolutely.
Want everything in writing.
And if anybody wants to find out more about the DT Group, Chicagoland Kitchen and Bath, get out to realestaterevealed.net, click on their photos, click on their link, their logo. Just great, valuable information. Call them anytime. It's free information. And Hart and David Law Group, thank you so much for being on the show, Jonathan and Brandon.
Hey, thanks for having us, Randy.
Yeah, thanks, Randy.
And also, just for our audience, they're going to be a regular on the show for the rest of the year, and we're so excited.
Absolutely.
Realestaterevealed.net. You can see the photos of all these handsome gentlemen on there. Read their biographies. Look at the photo galleries. Just a lot of great information. And I had shared with you at the beginning of the show on New Year's Eve, this is an ongoing thing, and it's from our heartfelt thank you to the audience for making us your favorite each and every Sunday morning. We are giving away free Bonefish Grill appetizer gift cards for their Bang Bang Shrimp in the Orland Park store. There's nothing you have to do. This is our thank you to you. We'll also send you a Chick-fil-A gift card. Just go to realestaterevealed.net, give us your email. We'll send you the free checklist, send us your address. We'll give you the free gift card, no obligation. This is a big thank you from all of us. And as I like to finish every show is with inspirational quotes. It's always a positive, feel-good show. And here's one for you. Enjoy the little things. For one day, you may look back and realize they were the big things in life. Interpretation of that is appreciate the small things you normally take for granted, because one day you may realize that these were the only things that really mattered in life. Great information. And here's one I really love. I've learned that people will forget what you said. People will forget what you did. But people will never forget how you made them feel. Be good to yourself. Be good to others. And tell someone each day that you love them. Thank you to all of our sponsors. Once again, Betsy Loeb from Barron & Warner. We've got Ann Schwab, the famous certified financial planner, author, public speaker, coming on next week. We've got a Woman Power show next week. Great information. We've got the DT Group, Chicagoland Kitchen and Bath, Chick-fil-A, great sponsor of ours, P.F. Chang's, Bonefish Grill, just a lot of great positive information. And like I said, this show is not about me at all. Each week, we do the research for you on the topics you ask us to do research into. We draw aside the curtains, we peel back the layers, we open the doors, and we uncover the truth, getting to the bottom of revealing all the myths versus reality. Also, stay tuned. My friend Susan Wacky on Aging Info Radio is coming on next. We'll be with you again next Sunday morning, and keep your emails coming in. We love doing this research for you. Real Estate Revealed on AM 560, The Answer. See you next Sunday.
That was Real Estate Revealed, brought to you by ChicagoLoanCoach.com. Tom and Letitia Frankel from Chicagoland Kitchen and Baths and the DT Group, and Betsy Loeb from Baird & Warner. Thank you for listening, and remember to tune in again next week for the best, current, and most accurate information about the real estate market right here on AM 560, The Answer.
Be honest. We'll own.